You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Our last story of invisibility takes place in a Catholic monastery of Dominican nuns. To find out what's hidden behind the high walls of cloistered life, we turned both to Maura Weiler, who has studied cloistered nuns for 3.5 years for her forthcoming book, Contrition. You'll hear her voice alternate with Sister Mary Pia, a cloistered nun at the monastery, which is located somewhere you might not expect. Here's Maura.
The Monastery of the Angels in Los Angeles.
We're very close to Hollywood. In fact, we're only a block away from Hollywood Boulevard. We're just at the bottom of the Hollywood Hills. That's where the monastery has been here for, 90 years. So
generally, either they're entirely obscured behind some sort of a screen or a wall, or partially obscured. So you can't actually see them face to face.
It's not actually, dear, for the point of being hidden. We want to withdraw from the business of the world so that it will not distract us. And in doing that, we enter a cloister, which necessarily keeps us out of the public eye. You know, it's not that we want to be hidden.
And what they look like are they wear the traditional habit.
And we wear that every day.
So you really only see their face. And as I've discovered over time, visiting with various orders, that also means that they look really young because they don't spend a whole lot of time in the sun. And when they are out in the sun, they tend to have a veil on. So they've really cornered the market on eternal youth.
So I've been dressed this way since the year 1951 when I was clothed with the habit.
They make pumpkin bread, and
when I was in the bakery in 1969, we started pumpkin bread going at that time. So it's been a long time. It's been going.
Well, I was certainly very curious about how they did things like go to the doctor or the dentist or, you know, get new shoes, etc.
We go to the doctor, the dentist. We don't leave the monastery unless it's an important meeting like that. And we usually have one of the sisters drive us to our appointment.
In 2009, their oven broke, and they couldn't make a living.
That stopped our pumpkin bread production, but it only stopped for a little while. It was put back in order, but there was a cost to it.
That's a time when they had to kind of reach out to the public and have a few articles written about them to remind people that they were there and that they needed support. And a lot of people know they're there and appreciate them, but, you know, once in a while they kind of have to knock and say, hey, we're here and we're praying and we'd like some help. But mostly they're self-sustaining.
We pay every cost. Our monastery has its own banking account.
After spending so much time with them, I take comfort in knowing that they're there and knowing that at certain times of day, these prayers are happening and I can mentally join in from wherever I am.
I talk to many people on the phone each day and they have problems. They want prayers. We're praying for them and I tell them the whole community is praying for them. But this happens many times during the day, really.
They do all day long. That's what they've devoted their lives to because they feel that that can make a difference.
People in Hollywood need prayers. I've learned that one thing from being here.